Few places in the United Kingdom boast the history and folklore of the Isle of Man. Located in the Irish Sea, halfway between Britain and Ireland, the Isle of Man has been a contentious plot of land for thousands of years. In the 7th century, it was ruled by the Anglo-Saxon King Edwin of Northumbria. 100 years later, the Vikings arrived and set up shop until the Scots took over around 1275. But they only held on to it for about 15 years, until King Edward I of England showed up in 1290 and ruled until 1313. It bounced between owners for the next 40 years, until finally the English regained control for good in 1346. Today, the Isle of Man falls squarely under the rule of the British Crown. It's a fairly small island, measuring only 221 square miles, with a population of 84,000. But because of its lengthy history and revolving door of owners, it's collected many legends and myths over the years. And one of those legends concerns the grave of a man named Matthew Hassel. We don't know a lot about Mr. Hassel, who lived during the 1850s. He didn't cause much of a stir when he was alive. All we know for sure is that he was married to a woman named Margaret, who is buried next to him. But something must have been deeply affecting Matthew, something nobody else knew about, because one day he decided to take his own life. It was a common belief at the time that suicide brought with it two posthumous consequences, the first being a one-way trip straight to hell. The other was the denial of a Christian burial. Hassel had committed the ultimate sin in their eyes and should not have been allowed to be interred in a Christian graveyard. But for some reason, he was, and perhaps that explains what happened next. His body was laid to rest at Malew Churchyard, a storied cemetery with gravestones dating back hundreds of years. But Hassel's is different. His gravesite is covered in a web of rusty chains, not so much to keep others out, but to keep him inside. According to the stories, Matthew's casket was taken to the cemetery just after his death. He was surrounded by friends and loved ones who had come to pay their final respects. The lid was opened, with his body in full view of the mourners, when all of a sudden, he sat up and wailed loudly for everyone to hear. The attendants gasped, unable to fathom what they were witnessing. This man was supposed to be dead, yet here he sat, upright and emitting a dreadful moan, loud enough to wake the dead around him. It wasn't the case of accidental burial either. Matthew Hassel was dead, or at least he was supposed to be. There was only one explanation for such an occurrence. Matthew was a vampire. Unwilling to take any chances, someone found a piece of wood and whittled one end of it to a point, and just before he was buried for good, the stake was driven through Matthew's heart. His casket was lowered into the ground and covered. Afterward, four iron stakes were driven into the dirt around the gravesite, with chains hooked all around them. The townspeople thought that maybe that would be the end of it. After all, iron was known to keep supernatural entities like vampires at bay. Little did they know, Mr. Hassel would not be so easily deterred. Sometime after his funeral, it was discovered that the iron stakes and chains had been ripped out. It wasn't clear who had done it, but maybe it was Matthew himself. The locals were terrified that he would rise from his grave and come after those who had staked him during his funeral. So to avoid his potential wrath, they opened up his casket and plunged another wooden post into his chest. You know, just to be sure. Then the plot was covered up once again, and new iron stakes and chains were placed all around it. Since then, the Isle of Man has remained a safe and quiet place for the people who live there. At least, so far. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with writing and research by Harry Marks and music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. Be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.